You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side on, here we are today, Relevant Radio 950. Time is 9 o'clock. Co-host this morning, Graziano Marcheschi, the director of lay ministry formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Graz, good morning.
Good morning to you, Greg.
How are you?
I am doing all right.
Looks like a beautiful weekend coming up, and especially with so many communions happening for the children last Saturday, again tomorrow, but of course Sunday is Mother's Day, and you know we want to do something a little bit different today on our program. Besides having an outstanding program with two guests, we are also going to ask you, our listeners, it's almost called a form of like a shout-out, and this was actually Graz's idea, where if you want to call, our number is 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408, to give a shout-out about your own mom, your own grandma, to really say how much you love her and why she's special, and just a little short little shout-out. Again, 312-255-8408, with being Mother's Day weekend, to really compliment your own mother or grandmother. And we have with us today in studio Eileen Higgins, Associate Manager of Catholic Charities Division of Family and Parish Support Services. And Eileen will talk about the upcoming annual Catholic Charities Mother's Day collection at all parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago this weekend. And also, money collected supports various services provided by Catholic charities, including mothers and children. But in particular, Eileen will talk about the New Hope Apartments, a new Catholic charities venture that provides housing and services for homeless mothers and their children. Eileen Higgins, welcome to Catholic Community Faith.
Well, good morning, and thank you for the invitation to be here today.
Well, it's great to have you here. And maybe as a, you know, two parts to this is first tell us about the annual Catholic Charities Mother's Day collection, which is in a very, very important collection, every parish in the Archdiocese. So tell us maybe where does that money go to from the annual Catholic Charities Mother's Day collection?
Well, as you know, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese provides a bazillion services for families and individuals throughout the Archdiocese who need assistance. The money that we collect is focused on the programs that provide that service. It can be to New Hope Apartments, which we'll talk about a little bit later, our adoption and maternity programs, our food programs. We have just many, many services throughout the Archdiocese.
You know, Eileen, I'd just be interested in hearing a little bit about what your office does. You know, you're the Associate Manager of the Division of Family and Parish Support Services. Just give us a general sense of the kinds of ministries that Catholic Charities provides for families.
You know, our division is the intake point for Catholic Charities services. So we are the first responders. We hear the calls. We meet the people who need help. And then we help to provide housing, food and shelter, clothing, all those basic human needs, counseling, marital and family counseling, drug assistance. We just have the whole array of services that anyone out there might need to find.
And if someone were in need of those kinds of services, how do they find you? And then once they make the contact with you, what's the next step? What happens?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an intake number, and that will be 312-655-7700.
And number once again, Eileen?
312-655-7700.
And now who should call on that number?
People who are in need of services, housing services, food, clothing, those kind of immediate services. We're also located in many places around the Archdiocese. We have suburban locations in Des Plaines, in Cicero, in Worth, and in South Holland. And throughout the city, we have many, many Catholic Charities sites. You can see them as you drive by when you see the big Catholic Charities sign, the cross on its side, a red cross on a white background, and it'll say Catholic Charities.
I think many people are unaware just how much Catholic Charities does do for men, women, children, people of all ages. You know, we've all heard the term Catholic Charities, and it is phenomenal what they do in terms of responding to the needs of people. So again, if someone were really struggling, and also, Eileen, I'm assuming that the number that you gave us is being used more today than in a long time because of the economy. You know, people out of work, people losing their homes, people not able to pay for rent, people looking to put bread and butter on the table. So I'm assuming that main number and the other numbers are being used at almost a record pace today.
You know, that's the truth. Our need has grown considerably, 50%, 150%. It has just really grown over the past several months. And so many people are finding themselves in situations they never expected to be in.
And the thing is, maybe just for a moment, we can move into this whole thing, is what is this New Hope Apartments venture? Is this literally a brand new venture?
Actually, New Hope Apartments has been around since the 80s.
Oh, it has, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it has grown over the years. It began as five little apartments up in the northwest suburbs, and it grew. It's now 121 apartments, and they are scattered around the city of Chicago and the suburbs. And New Hope Apartments provides housing in a program that we call transitional housing, which means it's a temporary program, a maximum time of 24 months. And homeless families, moms with children, can come to Catholic Charities and participate in New Hope Apartments and receive housing, furnishings, case management services, the services of a housing coordinator for as many as 24 months.
So right now, is there a waiting list for that?
You know, we don't keep a waiting list, and the reason is a homeless person cannot wait.
No, because they need it now. They need
that's
that help.
Right.
They can't say, I'll come back in a month.
So our procedure is, as the calls come in, if there's not an available apartment, we just filter that call out to our colleagues out in the community through a referral network.
Does a person need to be Catholic to receive the services of Catholic Charities?
Absolutely not. They can be any homeless family that's out in the Cook County and City of Chicago region.
Talk a little bit about that. Why would it not be limited to Catholics?
Because Catholic Charities provides services irrespective of a person's origins of any kind. No race, religion.
No boundaries.
No boundaries.
So it's really coming out of gospel values that we minister to the person, to a human being, without looking at the specifics.
That's our mission and our philosophy.
So, for example, right now, if I received a call at the rectory at Seymour of the Woods that someone who, let's say, lives in an apartment setting, couldn't keep up the rent and was being evicted, that person or family could call you or the office, and then Catholic Charities would do their best to put them into an apartment up to 24 months. Are they on for paying some type of rent as best that they can do? Is it on a sliding scale type basis?
Well, let's talk about the situation that you described. First of all, if a person is already housed, they're in their apartment and they're behind in their rent, we have another program called Homeless Prevention. And what they would do is contact Catholic Charities, or the call number for the City of Chicago for homeless services is 311. So if the resident is in the City of Chicago, they would call the 311 number. That person then would be assessed. And if short-term assistance, a little bit of homeless prevention funding would help them get caught up in utilities and mortgage, then that person would receive that amount of assistance plus a case manager to help them figure out their concerns.
All right, we're going to need to go to a break, but before we do, we'd just like to remind our listeners that we're looking for calls. Anyone who's interested in giving a shout-out to their mom, to tell us about why you love her, to name the one virtue that she has that you would most like to extol, give us a call at 312-255-8408. We'll be back after a short break.
Celebrate Mother's Day with Cardinal George at the annual Mass for Expectant Mothers, sponsored by the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. All mothers will receive a special blessing from Cardinal George, and expectant mothers will also receive from the Cardinal a white silk rose and medal of Saint Gerard, the patron saint of expectant mothers. We'll also have the stunning Our Lady of the New Millennium statue at Holy Name Cathedral as part of her final tour throughout the Archdiocese. So join us on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 10th at 12:30 p.m. at the Holy Name Cathedral Auditorium. For more information, call the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355. We hope to see you on Mother's Day, May 10th at Holy Name Cathedral's Auditorium at 12:30 p.m.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need. I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to the Catholic Community of Faith in this wonderful Friday in Chicago. This is the voice of the Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago, and it's also Mother's Day weekend. Everyone's out there thinking, what will I get my mom this Mother's Day? Well, we're going to give you an opportunity to give her a unique gift by telling the whole world about why she's a special lady. So call us at 312-255-8408. And tell us why you love your mother. Tell us what she's done for you that made you who you are. Tell us what special virtue she has that you would like to extol her for.
What I'm going to do, Graz, is I'm going to begin. I'm going to give a shout-out to my own mother. Say, Mom, I love you very, very much. You're the best mom in the whole world. And, Graz, many years ago, I once asked my mother, what was her definition of motherhood? And Mom looked at me and said, a willingness to be inconvenienced.
Huh?
Her definition of mom, a willingness to be inconvenienced. And I can so say, Mom, that from my earliest childhood on, we always, children, inconvenienced you, and you were there. Total sacrifice, loving not only by way of in words, but in action. And so, Mom, I love you. A happy, blessed Mother's Day. And looking forward to Sunday to spend with you and the family. So I just kicked off our first shout-out.
That was gorgeous, Greg. And no matter what else you give to your mother, it won't top what you just gave her now.
I'm taking her bowling.
No.
My mother can't stand bowling.
All right, Mom, you better appreciate what he just said because the rest ain't going to be so great. We're talking to Eileen Higgins, the Associate Manager of Catholic Charities Division of Family and Parish Support Services. Eileen, before the break, you were telling us about just a myriad of services that Catholic Charities provides. It's got to cost a ton of money. I think you said gazillions of dollars before. Where does all that money come from?
You know, we do a lot of fundraising efforts. We write lots of grants, and we count on our parishes to, at this Mother's Day time, to consider the work that we do and to consider donating to the work of Catholic Charities.
I know Catholic Charities is one of the greatest social service providers in the state. Is it the number one?
You know, it is. And among the Catholic Charities of the United States, it is the largest as well. So our Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago has a profound influence on the needs of the poor and the oppressed.
Let me ask you this, Eileen. How did you get involved with Catholic Charities? Is this something new? Have you been with them for 5, 10, 15 years?
I've been with them about 10 years, and I've always been in the field of social services and had the delightful opportunity of being connected with Catholic Charities about 10 years ago and have loved every minute of it.
So, which means day in and day out when you go to work, you are actually catching people at a very difficult time in their life when they have lost their home, are down
That's
on
right.
their luck, out of work, not knowing where the next meal is going to come
right.
from. And so day in and day out, you literally are seeing people who are in desperate need for survival. Now, have you seen with the economy since last August, has your workload personally increased because of more loss of jobs and people not knowing where their rent money's coming from? So have you seen personally an increase in your workload?
Without a doubt. And the burden is very oppressive. And the way out of that burden, you know, our programs are geared towards self-sufficiency. So our program works with people to get them back into the employment world and help them get back on their feet. Because of the job situation and the turn in the economy, that has become even more difficult.
The collection, excuse me, that's going to be taken up on Mother's Day, is that the collection that supports Catholic Charities, or is this one specifically for the work of your division, Family and Parish Life?
The Mother's Day Appeal is the one collection that Catholic Charities does as an agency to get assistance and financial assistance for our entire agency.
You know, what I find is, in just listening to Eileen, in just the work that you do, you know, we always hear the term domestic violence. And when people are so under pressure, the loss of a job and children crying and people feeling overwhelmed, there are many, many police officers in my parish at St. Mary of the Woods and in their different beats and different districts. You know, they tell me stories and they say it's incredible the pressure cooker people are under. And when the economy goes south, it is just totally magnified. So I'm sure you are also seeing situations where you are catching people at their worst, where the tension is incredibly high, where the fighting can become, you know, almost unbearable. So I'm sure you could actually, you could recount stories of profound sadness. But also, but the other end of the spectrum is, can you recall a particular family or an individual person that has just been for you in the work you do, just a sign of hope? And what, I guess, what keeps you doing what you're doing?
You know, when we begin to assist a family and we see them in those moments of incredible struggle and desperation, and when we provide them those basic material needs and then the personal support, the friendship along the way, and we see them recover and we see the resilience within each of those individuals, that miracle is what keeps us all going. It's an amazing situation. I'm thinking, as you were talking about the domestic violence, of a woman who came to us from that sort of situation, frightened, very scared, and came to us down and out. We helped her put it all back together. Her resilience, her energy, her enthusiasm, her faith brought her back, and her outcome was wonderful, back to work, saving, very stable at the time she left.
I mean, I just had a case about 3-4 days ago in the rectory. The doorbell rings. The young man comes, 30 years old, battling cancer, and was looking for money to take a bus pass back and mm-hmm. forth to the hospital to get chemo. Mother's dead, father's dead, has one aunt older in a neighboring suburb. I thought to myself, 30 years old and battling lung cancer, and you know, the hair was gone, even the eyebrows were gone, and so I certainly gave him some assistance and thought, by the grace of God, to thee I go. And other stories that I could share with you, I'm sure both of you could, that things that we take for granted for others are actually survival mode. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number 312-255-8408. We're still waiting for a phone call for anybody to give a real compliment, words of love about their mother or grandmother here on Relevant Radio 950. We'll be back right after a break.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Catholic Charities is providing community health fairs with free medical services to residents of Chicago and the suburbs. Our next fair is scheduled for Saturday, May 30th at St. Anne's in Hazelcrest, 16801 Dixie Highway. The health fairs are open to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Local social service providers will be in attendance, offering a one-stop shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to do a variety of tasks at the fairs, including helping to register participants and guide them from station to station. Please call 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. We hope you take advantage of our Catholic Charities Community Health Fairs.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. Friday morning at 9:22, you're listening to the voice of the Catholic Archdiocese. We are talking today about Catholic Charities, and we are approaching, fast approaching, Mother's Day. And we have not had a single person wanting to call to tell us about their mother.
I like your idea. Maybe call in and say something negative about your mom.
Yeah, maybe we'll get more calls that way.
Something.
What don't you like?
What don't you like about mom? Maybe that'll get the phones ringing.
You know,
312-255-8400.
The flag, apple pie, and mom. Those are the three.
Talk to us about the Blackhawks.
Never fail.
Talk about the Blackhawks. Great win last night. And give us a call. The lines are open, 312-255-8408. We know we're out there. And say something nice about mom.
That's it.
You know, Eileen, getting back to this whole thing with New Hope Apartments, maybe share with us something about Catholic Charities that is a myth, that people assume about it, but it's like the exact opposite. I know that I get overwhelmed with Catholic Charities. They do so much in so many areas. I sometimes don't even know where to begin to call. But also there, I think sometimes there's a myth that, well, Catholic Charities doesn't need the money because they are so loaded, and my gift on Sunday won't make any difference. So is there any question you sometimes answer regarding Catholic Charities that is really off the mark?
Well, yeah, let's talk about Catholic Charities doesn't need the money, because when you look at our organization and our agency and the amount of work, the amount of assistance that we provide, 92 cents of every dollar goes right out there into the community. And when you run an agency, you know, of course, you have to be a good steward of all that you receive. And we feel that being a good steward means that our money that is donated to us goes right out to the people
and
that
we
are serving.
And I do want to say that I've been a priest now for 30 years, and I've dealt heavily with Catholic Charities. And Father Mike Boland and his whole team on down, everyone does a magnificent job. We do, Gratz, have a phone call. Steve from Chicago, welcome to Catholic Community Faith. How are you this morning, Steve?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Listen, this is your opportunity. Say something nice about mom.
Give her a shout out. I was trying to call, but I couldn't get the number. I was driving in my car, and I couldn't write the number down quick enough, so thank you for repeating it. Her name is Therese Schreiner, and she's from St. Gertrude's Parish in Chicago.
Oh, sure.
And she has been in Catholic schools two different schools for 45 years total. She was a school teacher, seventh grade teacher. She actually was my teacher at St. Gertrude for about 25 years, and then for the last 20 years, she's been at Loyola Academy as a guidance counselor. So,
did your mom flunk you when you were in seventh grade?
Pardon me?
Did your mom flunk you when you were in seventh grade?
No, she did. She was actually very fair. I thought she wasn't overly tough on me, but not easy on me either, because usually people go one way or the other with that. But I thought she just treated me like everybody else. And when I've been asked about who my favorite teacher is, I would have to say she's been my favorite teacher of all time.
That's great.
She's got a beautiful spirit to her. And the word that I'm thinking of that most describes her, is perseverance. She pretty much raised me. I'm one of six children, three boys, three girls, and my mom pretty much raised us by herself. While on a Catholic school teacher salary. She did an amazing job, and the thing that also sticks out to me is I was away from the church for about 20 years, and I know her perseverance, her non-judgmental nature, and her prayer really were instrumental in bringing me back.
Lots of big families at St. Gertrude, Steve. My mother-in-law's been a parishioner there for 80 years, so I bet she knows your mom, and my son attends the Loyola Academy, so she might have been his counselor. But thank you for the call, Steve. We've got Brian on the phone. Brian, tell us about your mom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
I'm in and talk about my mom. She's from Ireland. She came over to Chicago in 1957 at the age of 17. Both of her parents had died. And she met my dad from Scotland, married in 1963. They had eight kids in 10 years. And both of their families were overseas. They had brothers and sisters in Chicago who also had big families. But my mom has consistently been a role model for faith and, very devout to Mary, a devotion to Mary, that all of her kids attend church and also have a devotion to Mary. But my father passed away 4 years ago. Mom has been a rock for the family. She has 19 grandchildren right now. Oh. So, just truly a blessing, and I thank my mom and my dad for my faith. But mom was definitely a great role model in the faith.
Brian, where are you in the line of eight kids?
I'm number seven.
Wow. Well, I just want to say, Brian, thank you very much for that phone call. Also to the caller before that, Steve. This is wonderful to have these shout outs to really say something about mom as a way to say I love you and quality you've given. So Brian and Steve, thank you. And before we close this segment, Eileen, maybe give us a phone number if people wanted to learn more about specifically the New Hope Apartments or the work that you do. Give us a phone number for people to contact you.
All right. My phone number is 312-651-2007.
Then number once again.
312-651-2007.
We just want to say thank you very much to Eileen Higgins, the Associate Manager of Catholic Charities Division of Family and Parish Support Services, for being with us here today. Again, a reminder that Catholic Charities' annual Mother's Day collection happens this weekend in all the parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Please be generous, because Eileen has mentioned the money is spent wisely. Very important for the work that Eileen does in all the agencies. And again, thanks to Graz for doing a shout-out to our moms. Number 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408, to call in and give a shout-out about how much you love mom or grandma. Eileen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Stay with us here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Graziano Marcheschi. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
This is Cardinal Francis George with a personal invitation to join my internet-based network. Beginning in Holy Week, it will be my pleasure to send you short reflections to help you on your spiritual journey. You can sign up by going to our website at www.archchicago.org. All we need is your email address. That's www.archchicago.org. Thanks for joining the Cardinals Network as we use the internet to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi, here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. And we are also part of our program today doing shout-outs for our moms and grandmas. We've had a couple of calls, really spoken from the heart, their love for their mom and why. And we are now going to move to the second part of our program. We have with us in studio Margie Breen, Program Manager for the Respect Life Office, and by phone, Carol Patricus, coordinator of the Project Gabriel in Prince of Peace Parish in Lake Villa. Both to Margie and to Carol, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. We have again Margie in studio and Carol by phone. Margie, maybe tell our listeners exactly your role as the program manager for the Respect Life Office, but specifically the Project Gabriel. When did it begin? And what is it about?
Well, it began in Chicago just a few years ago, where my husband and I, he started a pregnancy center in the Joliet Diocese. And so we were just thinking, like, how can we reach out to more women in need who are in crisis pregnancies, and how can we get their attention? So we went down to Texas, to Amarillo, to a Project Gabriel retreat for people in dioceses, or, you know, leaders who were interested in this program. So other dioceses that were already running it across the country were sharing the beauty of this ministry. So we went and we learned and we said, we've got to do this. We have to bring this to Northern Illinois, not just to Chicago, but to DuPage County, Will County, you know, and the Rockford Diocese as well. So it was my husband in his pregnancy center, and they got it going like gangbusters in the Joliet Diocese. And he was helping me get it going here in the Archdiocese. It sounds like a lot when, you know, I'd like to explain the program, but it sounds like a lot, but it really isn't. It isn't rocket science or anything. But basically, it's a parish coming together, the parishioners, to kind of support a woman in a crisis pregnancy from the community, the surrounding community. She does not have to be a parishioner. She doesn't even have to be Catholic to help her, to walk with her through her pregnancy and beyond, to be kind of the women of the parish who are specially trained, like Carol Patricus at Prince of Peace, to walk with that mom through her pregnancy.
So you're helping women to have an alternative to abortion.
Basically. And it's not just, you know, many of the women aren't even thinking about it, but some possibly are. They're thinking, well, I can't do this. I have no support. My parents are going to kick me out or not continue to help me with college, you know. So it really, it can be an alternative.
And Carol Patricus from the coordinator of the Project Gabriel in Prince of Peace Parish in Lake Villa, Margie's done a great job in giving us an overview, but then you as a coordinator from a specific parish, A, how did you get involved and how does this deal directly with your parish?
Well, as you can tell from the enthusiasm in Margie Breen's voice, Margie had come to, I'm also involved with the Respect Life program at our parish, and at that time I was also, I continued to be involved with the Elizabeth Ministry at Prince of Peace Parish. So at one of our Vicariate Respect Life meetings about 3 years ago, Margie Breen did a presentation on Project Gabriel, which is an outreach to women with unplanned pregnancies. Elizabeth Ministry is a beautiful, beautiful ministry in which it tries to help women through their childbearing years, whether it's through pregnancy support, miscarriage, women who are infertile or waiting to adopt, or if there's some type of child crisis, we pray for these mothers and their families. Well, I realized that we weren't ministering to women with unplanned pregnancies in our parish, so I brought the information from the Respect Life meeting, our vicariate meeting, to our parish, and I asked if this is something that we could also incorporate underneath the Elizabeth Ministry umbrella and with our Respect Life committee.
So does this work on a parish-to-parish basis?
It can, but actually how it's been working in Northern Lake County is there was another parish that launched. Margie came and did a launch at Prince of Peace Parish, and simultaneously St. Peter's and Antioch launched Project Gabriel that weekend. And I've been working with the coordinator up at St. Peter's in Antioch, and we kind of pool our resources together and our thoughts together on how to serve the women that we've been asked to help.
Why is it Project Gabriel?
Well, it's called Project Gabriel because it echoes the angel Gabriel's message, which is you have nothing to fear. And this is our message to the women that we have had referrals to. I've come to the understanding that women love their babies, and this goes back, I think, to the theology of the body that Pope John Paul II spoke of. It's how God made us as women. And if women find themselves with an unplanned pregnancy, they may feel that this isn't the time in their life that they can handle a baby, they can't afford a baby, or perhaps are being pressured by their boyfriend or husband or parent to abort the baby. Women really do not feel sometimes that they have a choice because they don't receive the support that they need from a mother, a sister, or friend, and Project Gabriel provides that support through angels and angels teams.
Well, then, for both Margie and Carol, what are the parameters of age? I mean, are you sometimes dealing like with a freshman in high school, starting like the age of 14 or 15 up to about 30? So is there a limit there, or what has been the response of the need so far?
Well, actually, it's been from probably maybe late teens, and I've even had a referral from a woman who was pregnant when she was 42 that we have served through Project Gabriel. And it doesn't have to be any denomination, or they don't have to have any religion at all. But what we do is we kind of echo what St. Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words.
It's a prophetic thing that you folks are doing. We're going to spend more time talking about this amazing work, but we want to continue to remind you. I think most of you out there have a mother, or at one point had a mother. So if you'd like to say something nice about her, give us a call at 312-255-8408.
This is your chance to have that will changed on your behalf.
There you go. 312-255-8408. We'll be right back after this short break. God bless.
You are cordially invited to attend the U.S. charity premiere of Testimony, a feature film on the life and legacy of Pope John Paul II. The film is narrated by internationally acclaimed actor Michael York.
Testimony, the untold story of Pope John Paul II, is a loving tribute to one of the most influential leaders of the 20th century, a man who came from humble beginnings to preach a message of peace, love, faith, and perseverance, and who was an inspiration to countless people around the world.
Michael York will attend the special screening of Testimony. It's scheduled for Friday evening, May 8th, at the Copernicus Community and Civic Center on Chicago's Northwest Side. Proceeds benefit the humanitarian works of the Order of Malta in the Archdiocese of Chicago and in Cuba. For more information and to order tickets, visit www.artschicago.org and click on Testimony.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
It's 9:41.
Hey, that was a nice commercial you just gave about yourself there, the program.
Shh, they're not supposed to know that.
The Grazer Marcheschi Show.
That
welcome
was some
back.
Anonymous announcer. 9:40, almost 2 in Chicago, Catholic Community of Faith, Mother's Day weekend. Give us a call, 312-255-8408. Tell the world about your mom and give her just a little shot in the arm, a shout out about why you love her.
To get back into the will.
You know, one of the best stories, my wife tells us when we perform, there's a story called I'll Love You Forever. And it's about a mom who picks up her little infant child and starts singing, I'll love you forever, I like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. And as the child gets older, you know, even as he's an adult, she picks him up and rocks him. And it's hysterical. But then at the end, it's just absolutely gripping. And, I mean, everybody relates to that story because, like we said before, everybody's had a mom and they've been loved by that mom. If they've ever experienced unconditional love in their life, it probably was from mom.
No question. I really find that the love of a mother may be as close to what it's like for God to love us. Just that unconditional love of a mother. Yeah. And I think my mother couldn't carry me after one because of my size.
Which is what makes this morning's topic so important, because we are talking about mothers and their children and sometimes the unplanned children that they carry within their bodies, and giving them the opportunity to express that unconditional love, because oftentimes women in our society make a different choice and they choose to terminate the life of that child. Which seems, you know, given what you just said, Greg, that it's the greatest icon of God's own love is a mother's love.
Gratz, the number of people who have said to me, a mother or father, that the birth of an unexpected child has been such a profound gift and joy in their life. I've had more baptisms where at the time of the pregnancy was a complete surprise, at even a moment of fear. But then all of a sudden, the birth of the child, the baptism, and now I know the family 6, 8, 10, 15 years later saying, the joy this child has brought into our life is literally beyond words. And now, Carol, in the work that you do at Prince of Peace, you get a phone call from a woman who is expecting, who is some surprised, scared, not knowing what to do. Be specific and concrete. How do you specifically help and respond to that particular phone call?
Okay, so first of all, the phone calls that I receive are from the bumper magnets that we have on the cars that read pregnant, need help, call 1-888-4-HOPE. And these phone calls then are made to Women's Choice Services in Lombard. And after they've been screened, so by the time I've gotten the phone call, these women have already been screened that they're going to choose life for this child. There's counselors at the end of that phone call who will, first of all, walk through the process with the woman, and then I don't get the phone call until they've already chosen to have life for that child.
Margie, jump in there. You wanted to add.
Well, basically, because the mechanics of the whole thing is, yes, there are these bumper magnets, and I was hoping to bring them in, but I left them in my car. Can you believe it? And I wanted
now we can't hold them up for the viewers.
I know,
exactly.
Right? Like
that's
a prop
right.
for radio. Yeah,
exactly.
That doesn't work.
Okay, yeah.
But basically, when we launched the program at Prince of Peace, part of the launch, you know, I spoke at the end of every Mass, even this, you know, Saturday night, and I went back all the way back from Lombard to Lake Villa, you know, for these Masses. But it was a great, great experience, the response from the people after Mass. On the way out, we handed out the magnets. And instead of having bumper stickers, because people don't like to put stickers on their cars because they'll, you know, ruin your bumper.
I'm afraid
right?
my bumper would fall off.
Maybe it'll keep it together. But we handed those out, and people were encouraged to give a donation. And, the great thing is we were able to break even on the cost. So the Archdiocese paid for these magnets, but the generosity of the people, we didn't have to spend a dime on them. But that's the advertising in the community. On the cars, those cars go driving around, and you'll see them. You'll see now that you know about them, mm-hmm. When you see one, you're going to be like, ah, there's that bumper magnet. But so a woman calls. Sometimes she chases the car down the street to follow
wow.
and say, oh, my gosh, what is this? Or a family member sees it and follows or, you know, is in a parking lot at the Jewel and sees the car and says, oh, pregnant, need help. Please call. And they write down the number and call. And then the pregnancy center that my husband started, Women's Choice Services in Lombard, where it was started. Now it's in three different locations. But they take the calls. So they're generous. They do this for free for us and take the calls and then refer them out, just like Carol said. So
it's interesting, Margie, with you and with Carol, when a couple is hoping to have a child and the announcement is made that we're expecting eight months from now, and you tell the whole world, there's such a profound joy. But when someone gets pregnant that's totally unexpected, and all of a sudden it's not joy, it's fear, thinking in terms of possible abortion, what would my family say? It's all maybe Carol or
shame.
Marjorie, shame.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about that a little bit, because we think many times with pregnancy, you can't wait to tell the world. It's good news. You want to share it, but it's not always the case.
You know, there's a woman whose name is Mary Cunningham Eggy, and she's the founder of the Nurturing Network. And back in March of 1991, in a Reader's Digest survey, she said that 91% of women who aborted their babies would have carried their babies to term if they would have had the support they need. And when I think of it, that today, tomorrow, Monday, there will be approximately 80 unborn babies that will be murdered through surgical abortions in the Archdiocese of Chicago alone. And that's coming from the Illinois Department of Public Health. There's abortion statistics back in 2007. If we do the math on that, that's almost 70 women today that if they felt that there was somebody that was going to be there to help them, they would carry these babies to term. And I think that's what these women need to hear is, what a wonderful blessing this baby is going to be for you and for the world.
You know, there's an awful lot of controversy about the Catholic position against abortion. You know, the president's going to speak at Notre Dame, and that stirred up a lot of controversy, obviously. And the criticism that's often leveled at the church is, yeah, you say don't abort these babies, but what do you do for women when they need help in order to maintain their pregnancy? And here's the answer, at least one of the answers, and there
yeah.
are many answers.
Oh, yeah, we need more parishes to sign on to this program. It's not difficult, right, Carol? I mean,
no, actually, it's almost a humbling experience. If we are to be our Lord's hands and feet in this world. We have to just have a willing heart to say, we're going to do it. Actually, one of the favorite quotations I have of Mother Teresa says, give yourself fully to God. He will use you to accomplish great things on the condition that you believe much more in his love than in your own weakness. So it's a humbling experience for us to think that I'm in the position where our Lord can use me to help this woman to welcome this child into the world, that she's not going to be scared, that there's going to be resources that we can help her with. And I think that's what I find is a beautiful part of this ministry, is we get to show our faith. I am involved with the pro-life work, and I hear so many times that, oh, you pro-lifers, all you care about is the baby, and we don't. We love them both. We love the mother and the child, and we want to help this mother so that she's going to see that she has been given a beautiful gift for herself and for the world.
We're going to go to a break, but send us to that break by repeating that quote by Mother Teresa.
Okay. It is, give yourself fully to God. He will use you to accomplish great things on the condition that you believe much more in his love than in your own weakness.
Catholic Community of Faith. We'll be right back.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
In our next few issues of the Catholic New World, enjoy our Finding Grace series, The Seven Deadly Sins and Their Heavenly Virtues.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
May is the month of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Cardinal George has some helpful suggestions for how we can express our devotion. And Pope Benedict declares the year of the priest and travels to countries of the Middle East. We'll talk to Cardinal George about these stories and more in this latest edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Hello, I'm Graziano Marcheschi. Our guests are Graziano Marcheschi. Our commercials are Graziano Marcheschi.
Stop.
Welcome to the Graziano Marcheschi Show. It's no longer called Relevant Radio. It's a Marcheschi network. And
all right.
Oh my gosh!
It's a good thing this is a Christian show. Otherwise, I'd
say, my Lord,
you're a dead man.
Jim, backwards. I think do we have any more Graziano commercials that we can talk about? Oh, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Hitman. And I don't think you've had enough time today.
We're not getting these calls to extol the mothers, you know. They had to fill the empty time.
I'd love to give you a hard time, Graz. 312-255-8408 to do a shout-out about Mom. We have a couple of minutes left in the program. I am Father Greg Sackowitz with, guess who? Graziano Marcheschi. Wow. And our guests are, for this segment, we have Margie Breen, Program Manager for the Respect Life Office, and with us by phone, Carol Patricus, Coordinator of the Project Gabriel in Prince of Peace Parish in Lake Villa. You know, maybe for a second, you know, Margie, is the work that you're doing is phenomenal, but before we get to it, since it's a few minutes, off-air, Graz, you had mentioned a story you wanted to share.
It's an ironic story. I know a man who's a pastoral minister in a western suburban parish. One Sunday afternoon, as he was cleaning up after all the masses, a couple came in, and the woman was urgently eager to talk to a priest. None of the priests were around, so she talked to this man. And she talked about how she had just been at a Protestant service at a nearby evangelical church, and the pastor had preached this fiery sermon against abortion. And it sort of guilted her because in her youth, she had had two abortions.
Wow.
And she somehow wanted this man to kind of say it was okay. The irony was that 40-some years earlier, another young woman had been carrying a set of twins. One of those two twins was the man who stood before her. And
wow.
And that woman had made a very different choice. She brought those twins to life and then gave them up for adoption. And so here this man, grateful always that his mother had made the choice of giving him life, was now standing before this woman who had made a very different choice. The beauty of it was that instead of guilting her or saying, you know, what a horrible thing, he very pastorally sat with her and helped her to explore the decision she had made and to think about the options and to recognize that God's mercy is never far and that all we have to do is ask for it. So I was just so edified when he shared that story with me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Actually, I work with post-abortive women and men also in my position in the Respect Life office through Project Rachel. So what you're saying is just phenomenal. That's how we need to react when someone comes to us about an abortion experience, because we don't know what they were going through that many years ago. We don't know what that person was thinking. Were they even rational when they were in that, you know, back in that situation?
Or unfortunately, when someone chooses to have an abortion in their mind, there is no other way out. And I think, Carol, you said it beautifully earlier. I mean, first of all, Gratz, that's a powerful, powerful story. Mm-hmm. But the key, as Carol mentioned it, is that what Project Gabriel is all about, it offers alternatives beyond I'll pray for you, which is so important, I'll pray for you, but specific programs and responses that can help a woman to choose not an abortion. Alicia, calling, I presume, from somewhere, maybe in Chicago, welcome to Catholic Community Faith, and you have a quick shout-out for your mom?
Yes, good morning, Father.
Good morning, Alicia.
I just want to give a shout out to my mom, the best in the world, and to all the mothers out there. I hope they have a wonderful day.
What's your mother's name so she knows?
Ramona.
Ramona?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Alicia, for doing a beautiful shout out about your own mother. We are back here, and I think we only have like another. Go ahead.
Can I just tell people, listeners, about how they can find out more information?
Please.
We have a website, respectlifechicago.org.
Once again,
respectlifechicago.org. And also, they can call me at 312-534-5335.
Then, number once again,
312-534-5335. I'd be happy to talk to anybody who wants to start this or is just kind of thinking about it, the idea of bringing this ministry, this loving ministry, to their parish.
And you were telling us earlier that you don't necessarily have to be a member of the pro-life group in your parish in order to initiate the Gabriel ministry.
Yes. Anyone from any ministry, or if you're not a part of a ministry in your parish, but this is just tugging at your heart, you can do this.
We need to bring the program to a close today. I want to thank in a very special way our guest this last half hour, Margie Breen, the program manager for the Respect Life office, and for thank you to Carol Patricus, coordinator of the Project Gabriel in Prince of Peace Parish in Lake Villa. And maybe, Margie, one more time, the phone number to call you.
312-534-5335.
And also thank you to co-host Graziano Marcheschi, the director of lay ministry formation, the Archdiocese of Chicago. We've had a fun time today.
We had a fun time. And my mom's in heaven, but your mom is here, and I wish you a wonderful Mother's Day celebration with her.
And to your wife, Nancy, a blessed Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to our producer.
And to my daughter, her first Mother's Day.
Yes, her mom, Mother's Day to your daughter. Special thank you to producer Jim Dish for the great work, and to special thanks to our great engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. To all, a blessed, blessed Mother's Day weekend. To all, God loves you. Great weekend.
Very good.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.